So you're in town tonight, and I know you want to invite the listeners to come on out and hear you?
Yes, sir.
What's your message for this evening?
Tonight, I think I'm going to deal with that obedience. You know, we're in a very strategic hour at the end of the world, our opponent, and we really got to hear God and really tap into God to make sure we hear his voice, because there's some tragic days coming up on our country, and people got to really get in the place where they know God for themselves, not through their pastors, not through their leaders, but they have to know God for themselves.
You know, you talk about obedience, and we hear that Holy Spirit, we hear that voice talking to us, telling us, nope, don't do that, or do this. And when we're not obedient, as you said, you know, a lot of times we either miss out on something or we get into something that we wish we had not. So I think that that's a great, great topic to discuss. And hopefully people will receive your message and listen and be obedient.
Absolutely.
Well, where can they come and see you?
I believe it is called Try Jesus Ministry at 311 Carthage Street there in Sanford, North Carolina. I believe all roads should be beaten there. God's going to do something phenomenal. You know, I tell people all the time that you are free to choose, but you don't get to choose the consequences of your choice. So it's better to just listen to the Holy Ghost. His sheep know his voice. A stranger they won't follow. Really get in place. You know, I don't want to keep talking, but in 2009, and it's all over the internet, God spoke to me and told me that there was a disease going to hit America that was going to come out of Texas. And Ebola, first case came out of the state of Texas. God told me to hit America. But he told me some strategic things that the people of God got to do to get in place so that these things don't come upon them. So I think everybody, if they can, should meet me at 311 Carter Street there at Shrine Jesus Ministry to really hear what God is saying in this last day. It ain't about slams and playing games, but we really got to hear God. So meet me there tonight. God has a miracle with your name.
Well, thank you for spending time with us. God bless you, and I know that it's going to be an awesome service tonight.
I accept. Be praying for it.